10 minutes before 7. It's time to check on your money. Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management, joins us. And, Paul, the word this morning, Dow Futures up. Is this because Dr. Fauci is telling everybody not to panic?
It has something to do with it. And as we've talked about a little bit, too, the Santa Claus rally is due to show up on Broad and Wall Street. But I think, too, that we've had the market kind of pushed down here from a combination of things. One is the new variant. The other one is discussions by the Fed chief and his testimony in front of Congress last week that, you know, I think we're going to be tapering the bond purchases a lot quicker than we originally thought. And that transitory word has become a transitory word and is no longer in use when referring to inflation, which all of us know is going to be around for a little bit more than we originally thought. And that means a Fed that's going to be a little bit more hawkish, meaning they're going to be raising rates maybe a little bit sooner than most thought.
And we'll probably have more variants. You think we're going to go through this each time we do, that the markets will react negatively until and unless one of the doctors that we respect says it's not so bad?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the early take on this particular variant. And what we're hearing from a lot of the experts is as we go along, each subsequent variant may be a little less fearful or deadly to the population. And we're going to get to a point somewhere down the road where this will be like the common flu. So we've got this stage to go through with the different variants. I don't think it's going to be a big issue here unless we get a lot of the politicians shutting down economies and taking steps back. And I think that's really the bigger fear for Wall Street is, do we go back to shutdowns? Do we go and close businesses? And if we do that, then yes, there's going to be a bigger risk to Wall Street.
By historical standards this year, the market has been pretty calm, hasn't it?
It's been very good. I mean, it's been a very good year, and certainly a lot of it is due to the fact that the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have been exercising very easy monetary policy. So, you know, the various trillion-dollar, multi-trillion-dollar programs that have come out, plus a very low interest rate environment, have made financial conditions extraordinarily easy. And a lot of investors looking around going, all right, you know, I'm getting zero in my savings account. Other alternative investments, safe investments, are giving me very little in the way of return. I need to go into the stock market. And it's one of the things that we're looking at is if the Fed does change that tune and start to raise rates, then it provides a little bit of competition to the equity markets. And we've had now 3 years where the markets have gone up 15, 20% per year. So, you know, we're certainly due at least for something more than just a 2 to 3% pullback in the market. And we may see that sometime next year or even the year after.
I hear a lot of people say, well, it used to be diversification, and that's what you do with your portfolio. But as of a few years ago, that went out the window. That's no longer the best advice. You disagree with that, don't you?
I do. You know, you're right. And the fact that the last couple of years have been dominated by the very large tech names, the FANG names, F-A-N-G being Facebook, Apple, Alphabet, and NVIDIA, among those stocks, and Google as being the FANG names, Microsoft you can add to that now. That accounts for about 30% of the S&P 500, and those have been really the drivers of the market. And I don't want to draw the straight and hard parallel, but it is somewhat similar and rhymes to a certain extent with the late 90s, where you had technology really leading the markets and valuations getting pretty far away from where reality really was. So I think we can see a period of time, maybe over the next 3-4 years or so, where those market leaders no longer lead. That doesn't mean that they don't make money or they continue to do well. They will still make money. They will still sell product. but their stocks may not do nearly as well. And it's going to make, I think, more sense to look at those parts of the market that have been completely ignored over the last 3 to 5 years. And I think that's probably a better place to be hanging out for the next few years.
That makes sense. So coming up in the next few days, we're going to get consumer prices, and we're going to find out how many folks are quitting jobs. What do you think the impact will be on those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, the early line on Friday's numbers for the CPI Consumer Price Index is something north of 6% on an annual basis. And we haven't seen a 6% inflation number since the early 80s. And that predates, I would say, probably about 90% of Wall Street. And I think that's really the number that's going to get people to sit up and pay attention to what the Fed next move is. And they meet 14th, 15th of December. So we should be getting some information next week on what the Fed is going to do with interest rates, as far as also how quickly they're going to taper. And the jobs, you know, the people leaving jobs, I think is going to be important. And that's one of the things that we point to and say, really, the economy is doing extremely well at this point. You do not leave a job if you're concerned about the economy or concerned about getting another job or things don't look so good. Things look pretty rosy at this point. And it's part of the reason why there's a lot of job movement. Retail sales have been running at 14% on an annual basis almost all year. And that's well above historical trend. So it's really not necessarily a supply chain issue. It's a demand issue. We have a lot of demand for a lot of goods. And I think that's one of the things that the Fed is going to wind up trying to address, I think, over the next year or so.
Kingsview financial advisor and fortune teller, Paul Nolte. That's what it says on your business card, doesn't it, Paul?
On the backside, yes, in very small print.
Have a good week. Thanks, as always.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.